We continue with our look at the elements of the radical Islamic terrorist attacks in Paris with a focus on what's called the faith aspect. What Islam is proclaimed to be versus how it is used as a catalyst of action creates two very different pictures. Is it the image of peace that even American elected leaders claim it to be? Or is it the scene of violence and bloodshed which we all saw in Paris and elsewhere before then? Here with us to discuss this is a worldwide recognized expert on Islam who was born in Iraq. His books include Lifting the Veil, The Two Vases of Muhammad and Islam, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. We say good morning to IQ Al-Rasuli. Good morning, IQ.
Good day to you, sir.
And Mr. Rasuli's website, al-rasuli.com, because we have a link over to our website, for you to gain the valuable insight and the truth and the honesty, which too many are unfortunately encouraged and desired to avoid. When we have IQ, someone such as Barack Obama declare repeatedly, not just in recent days, that we are not at war against Islam. What message does that deliver to the enemy?
He's absolutely right. America is not at war with Islam. But what he refused to tell the American people since the day he moved in, that Islam has been at war with the United States of America even when it started as a republic in 1776. He forgot to tell you all that. The Barbary Coast, the people who used to hijack and pirate ships in the Mediterranean and then sell the white Americans back to the American government, it was stopped only by Andrew Jackson, who sent the Marines in and finished the job. He is right. America is not at war with Islam. Islam is at war with America. Islam is at war with every single human being on planet Earth who is not a Muslim. You know, ironically, the greatest threat to Western civilization at the moment is not ISIS, but the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth that is missing in the intellect and psyche of most Western peoples and their leaders. Neither the largest number of the American and European peoples, nor many of their elite in politics, media, academia, and clergy, are willing to face facts and reality. Because as Jack Nicholson illustriously said in A Few Good Men, the movie, he said, you can't handle the truth. And this is the fact. Angela Merkel of Germany has literally opened Pandora's box, unleashing upon the innocent European population an invasion by the worst plague known in human history. Muslims carrying the most virulent virus ever conceived, called Quran. Her utterly insane welcoming act will be recorded as the foulest and deadliest so-called humanitarian decision ever made. Because, ladies and gentlemen, at least 80% of the invaders are among the most dangerous young male Muslims between the ages 18 to 40 of military age, who will never assimilate or integrate in any non-Muslim society because the Quran forbids it. Only Orban, the Prime Minister of Hungary, among all the mostly clueless and criminally negligent leaders of Europe and America, has had the intellect and backbone to tell Merkel off, refusing any immigrants who are not Christian and putting up fences in defense of his people.
IQ, if you look at Belgium today, how much does that foretell America's tomorrow if we continue on the track that we're on?
It will be exactly the same thing as in Belgium. 30% of Brussels is Muslim. They have never integrated. They cannot integrate. I know it is difficult. Look, I've been dealing with this subject for 30 years. I know how difficult for a European, decent American or European person to comprehend what I'm telling them, because they can't accept that a religion, so-called religion called Islam, is so depraved. Well, let me tell you, I'll show you how depraved it is. First and foremost in importance of all my conclusions is that Allah, the God of the Muslims, is not God, and most certainly not the same as the God of Jesus, Moses, and Abraham. Furthermore, Islam does not mean peace, because the root verb in Arabic is called aslama, meaning submission and only submission. Since Allah is not the same as the God of the Bible, then it stands to reason that Muhammad's claims that Allah revealed the Quran to him over the incredibly long period of 23 years are lies, utterly discrediting Muhammad as a prophet and the alleged divine origin of his Quran. Consequently, Islam is not a religion, ladies and gentlemen, and most definitely not an Abrahamic religion, but a cult belief system, the cult of Muhammad, unworthy of any attributes of calling it a religion. So 1400 years ago, Muhammad and his Muslim followers declared total war, so-called holy war, jihad, against all human beings who do not follow his cult, until all non-Muslim humanity, whom they call unbelievers, kuffar, must either be subjected to Allah's Sharia or exterminated. Thus calling Islam peaceful and or a religion rank as two of the most egregious lies that have ever been insinuated into the human consciousness. Last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, if this recent mass slaughter in Paris will not awaken the European peoples to the existential threat posed by Muslims to all of non-Muslim humanity, Europe will succumb to Islamic Sharia. And I dare any listener to challenge me and prove anything I have just revealed as either untrue, misleading, or wrong. Back to you, sir.
So with IQ Hour Soli, former or native of Iraq, he came to the West to study, and study he did, comparing the Bible with the Quran and other religious studies. His books include Lifting the Veil, The Two Faces of Muhammad and Islam, volumes 1 through 3. Al-Rasuli.com is his website. We're going to learn more about his insight and honest analysis, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Speaking strategically, we have British Prime Minister David Cameron, most recently at the G20 summit in Turkey, seen to be talking with Vladimir Putin, where in the meantime, we have Barack Obama talking to our, in quotation marks, friends, the Saudis. Who's committing the greatest strategic mistake?
Obama, as usual. Ladies and gentlemen, I have been listening to talks given by Putin under interrogation by reporters, an hour and a half each. He didn't have a single newspaper in front of him. He had no teleprompters. He knew the answer to every single question, and they were not asked by Russians. They were asked by the media, different European media. He is articulate. He is the leader of his nation, and I receive emails from America, from friends, people who support me. They say, we wish we had Putin instead of Obama. Can you believe that? But this is a fact.
It is amazing. And when you look at the trails, it isn't really a mystery of Saudi influence and Saudi empowerment of radical Islam with the Wahhabi sect of Islam. How can any connection be denied?
You can't. This is the tragedy, but Americans are really, most of you guys are innocent. Honestly, you are. You're not interested in the outside of the United States of America. You're not interested in learning about outside of what's happening in America. That's why you can get fooled by the news media. Your news media are your worst enemy. They never tell you the truth. The main media, they never tell you the truth. Never. And I use the word never. I mean it. I'm the outsider looking in, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I love the United States of America. I love Americans. And most than anything else, I love your Constitution. We, the people, this is the beginning of democracy. This is the beginning of the rights of man. We, the people, not Obama, not Congress, not the federal government. We, the people. And unless you stand up against what Obama is doing, you are finished. Because you will follow in exactly the same steps that's happening in Europe. You must not allow Sharia in any way, shape, or form to take root on the soil of the United States of America. You must not allow it. No hijab. By the way, they tell you that in Islam there is hijab and niqab. I will offer hundreds of thousands of dollars to the first person who can show us anywhere in the Quran the word hijab or niqab denoting the covering of a woman in any way, shape, or form. You know, it doesn't exist. They're fooling you by telling you. CAIR, C-A-I-R, Council of American Islamic Relations. It is the most despicable, most anti-American organization in the United States of America. It's there. The FBI knows about them, but they do nothing about it. They do nothing about it. I mean, this is the most amazing thing. Your enemy is within the gates. The enemy is within America, and they are shouting all the time in support of Hamas, in support of Palestinian terror, in support of all ISIS, and yet you allow them. This is not democracy. This is not rightful, the right of speech. Why are they, you know what? More Muslims are allowed to speak against Christians, against Jews, against Buddhists and Hindus, but nobody in Christians in America is allowed to speak about Muslims. In the 21st century, this is the most incredible thing. The most persecuted people on earth are Christians. By whom? By Muslims. And does Obama say anything? No. Does the Pope say anything? No. Do the American churches say anything? The answer again is no.
We have to wrap up here. We have to wrap up here. But if what IQ Al Rasooli, his words, are if they're making you uncomfortable, well, guess what? That just might mean, and I do believe that it does mean, they're the truth and then the facts. And he asks you to test him, to discover him, to learn from him, and to share with him, by the way, too, because every individual with honest, truthful insight is the best battle against any evil that is trying to take over honesty, truth, and freedom. Al-Rasooli.com is IQ Al Rasooli's website. We have a link over to our website, of course. His books, Lifting the Veil, The True Faces of Muhammad and Islam, Volumes 1 through 3. IQ, you are indeed a truth speaker, and that is something to be cherished, respected, and honored. We do all three from our hearts to you, and thank you for being here this morning.
God bless you for having me. Thank you.